Good evening, everyone. Siyata Dishmai, with Hashem's help, we should study together from Sfat Emes on Parshat Bo'eiro. We'll start with Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, the end of Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, the last paragraph. Here in these editions, page 49, on the right side, on the top of the page. There are four Lashonis of Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and moral is in Israel. Moshe tells the Jewish people, "Ani Hashem, b'hoi tzeiti eschem, b'tachas sivvois mitzrayim, b'hi tzalti eschem mi'avodah, b'ga'alti eschem mizroim tu, b'shvotim gedolim." So the first of all the Arba Lashonis is, "B'hoi tzeiti eschem, b'tachas sivvois mitzrayim," taking you from underneath the terrible burdens, the suffering that you'll have. But it's an interesting word, this sivvois. Sivvois means a burden that you can bear, like we say in modern Hebrew, lizbo, to suffer. Sablanut is patience. Lizbo means to endure. So I'm going to take you out from under what you must endure. But he says in the name of his holy grandfather, Hashem's going to take you so that you won't have civilized Mitzrayim, means shlo yuchlu lizbol al kol panim tumas. Until now, not only are they suffering, but they're managing to endure being in Egypt with the Egyptians and all of what the culture of Egypt represents, with all of that which the environment around them is infected by, which is Tumas Mitzrayim. They're raising families surrounded by all of this Tumah embedded in and amongst such people. And that's the expression, Ayanisilhim Lover Lakasas like Goy Mikerev Goy. You know what the insides, the kishkits of a person are called the kirbat, right? The guts inside are called the kishkits, the kerev. So Goy means bad enough. Mikerev Goy means that you're literally, Am Yisrael was in the Kishkesarayim. They were so much a part of Mitzrayim that they were in Mitzrayim. Now, of course, Mitzrayim, they were different and distinct and made a point of being distinct. And that's why we get so much credit. That's the credit. Malamdim Shoyu Yisrael Mitzrayim Shoyu.
After the whole thing,
last
6 years soon?
Yeah.
Do we get to the point in that?
That's what he's saying. We got to levels that brought us so close to being akin to the Egyptians. The Malachi Asheri said, why are you sparing on me? But there was enough, at least the true beginnings of some rejection, where we not only suffered materially and physically, but where we said with a crest, we'll talk about that crest, severely grown. Look at the Egypt in us, the Egypt that is of us, not only around us. And that, Hashem says, I'm going to help you with. And what ultimately is going to be said by the Sfat Emes is, we get a lot of credit. We get a credit for realizing, we don't belong here. Not just we're suffering here, we don't belong here. But you know what? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was causing us to think about. And that the Golus, the pain of the Golus, was intended to have us look at ourselves and say, now that we're suffering so much, be reminded, and what are we doing here in the first? And that's really the story of Am Yisrael. We know it. We're seeing it in our own time, where we're being reminded, we don't like you, we don't want you, we don't respect you, we don't respect your humanity, let alone your nationhood, that your people, that you have something of a peoplehood, and we're so disrespected, which causes a young person, maybe on a college campus someplace, in the U.S. as an example, to say, who am I? What am I? And then the next question might be, and what am I doing here? So that there are people who are really, really making these kinds of calculations, these cheshbonos. It's not only will I be safe, will I be comfortable on campus, but do I belong on campus? Yeah? So as an example of how it fits into what we're experiencing in our time. And then he says, let's continue, end of the fourth line. Umizeh bo ha-geula achar kach. Then comes the geula. First, Am Yisrael has to say, not just that we're suffering, but we have to say, we don't belong here. I don't belong here. Not just my physical suffering isn't right and is unjust here. I don't belong here. And I'm suffering spiritually here. I am restrained from growth, and I am lehasech, lehasech, I'm contaminated by everything that's around me. That's step number one. You know, the Chiddush Shirim, his grandfather, when he ate Marah, they say at the Seder, he said that we have to eat Marah because the bitterness caused us to say that there's bitterness of the spirit. We don't belong. And that's what the Marah and the bitterness of the Shibud provoked, or better, promoted within us. Let's continue, because now he says something else that's fascinating. We mentioned before that the idea of the Geula is restated redundantly, so now says the Sasemis, one led to the other. The fact that we would start to say, I don't want to be Seidel Mitzrayim anymore. I don't want to accept, I don't want to endure this kind of tumma. I don't want to endure this Zayama, this decadence, this licentiousness. I don't want it all about me and my children. I don't want it. I want out of here. That will lead to the next step. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I spoke to the Bnei Yisrael, and so far they have not sufficiently rejected of their own. Oh, they're in a lot of pain, and I feel for them, and they wish out of that pain. But how about what you said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they have to cease to be Seivel, that they're in Mitzrayim. They have to have utter rejection of Mitzrayim. Then they'll go on to the next. V'hitzalti, v'galti, v'lakachti. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said, I spoke to the Jewish people, and they haven't heard the message. Do you think Paro's going to hear the message? V'nira shemizeh, hoitzi Moshe Rabbeinu, ala v'sholom sh'oma, hen b'nei Yisrael, lo shamu elai, v'eich ishmeini Paro. Because, ki achar, ksiv, v'galti. First it says, you gotta be rejecting the Mitzrayim. Take us out from being soluble in the tree. Then, then I'll take you. Then I'll redeem you. But what happens if Am Yisrael is getting by and not realizing how much they need to reject Mitzrayim? And they should not be soluble being part of Mitzrayim anymore, says Moshe Rabbeinu. So then, how am I going to accomplish this message if the Geula requires Paro's acquiescence, Paro's cooperation? Bnei Yisrael are not yet at the level of not being soivel Mitzrayim anymore. Im kein, kodim sheshamu, v'lo nimas etzlam karo'uy. That's such a powerful way of saying it, isn't it? You know, and my father, Shalom, used to speak to us in Yiddish sometimes, and when he would say something is detestable, he would say, it's that nimas. It's mos. Mos. It's detestable, disgusting. Disgusting. Yeah? Yeah, says nimis. So nimis is really Hebrew. It's used as Yiddish, yeah, but it's really this word. Nimos, says the Sfasemis. Moshe Rabbeinu said, first, before they hear and believe and deserve to come out, how can it be? V'lo nimis etzlam karaoi. Being in Mitzrayim is not detestable, and not disgusting to them, karaoi, as it should be. V'lo yetzu mitachas sivla. They're not yet rejected Mitzrayim. So if they don't reject Mitzrayim, how are they going to get out of here? Is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Memela eich ish meparo. Shezeh achaka. The first step is the hayitzeisi eschem mitachas shivloisim. That's step number. Otherwise, we're never going to get out. Now he says, aschutz, he says, but wait a minute, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is on such levels of Kedusha, and is by him, it's Tata Mitzrayim, is so nimmer. So he doesn't yet appreciate that there is the beginning of rejection on the part of Am Yisrael. He didn't fully appreciate the fact that some rejection of it has begun, that there is some detestation on the part of us, as we look about ourselves and our place in Egypt and the life around us, affect the Egyptian culture head on us. Achbeemis yotzu misiv lesmi. Satana says, you know, being done as Klal Yisrael chafsus, then and now. Yes, there is some rejection of, and they don't want to endure, and they don't want to make up excuses anymore for being in Mitzrayim. Rak, but bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Hayolam Ma'ira. But Moshe is on such a level and of such kedusha, she nivdol yoyser me'eretz Mitzrayim. He's very far from it, and that's why uksiv leshemu a lie. When he says that they're not listening, it's leshemu a lie, because I bearing this message am not able to cause them to have a sufficient sense of rejection that they should be nimus in Mitzrayim sufficiently. Aaron is much more relatable. And the shutfus of Aaron, shiyed vekusa, v'moisha, Rabbeinu, alav shalom, al yidei Aaron. That by having Aaron in the mix, it would be possible for us to hear the message and to believe that we could reject Mitzrayim efficiently, effectively. Part of this is you have to believe in yourself. Sometimes a person has to say to himself, yeah, I know, this is not right, it's tuma, this is wrong, this is... Then you have to look at yourself and say, and how about me? How about me? Am I that much better? Because the Yetzer Hara says that the answer to that question is, nah, I'm flesh and blood, you know, I also have a Yetzer Hara, and you know, I've done this and that, I've seen this and that in my time. That's the Yetzer Hara speech. That rationalization where you say, I'm not a Kaddish retard, never have, but that's the Yetzer Hara. I mean, you know, look, well, who am I? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? So, being Meshatif Aaron in the mix says, no, you can. You're not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, but you're going to be quite good. You have it in you to realize what Mitzrayim is and to reject Mitzrayim sufficiently. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them both, Vayitzaveh, together, they're going to accomplish this turn in the mindset and in the hearts of Am Yisrael. And it's also important. He continues and says, we're up to about, I would say, the last quarter of this paragraph. Ba'achatach ksiv. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yada'atem, after the fall of Shemeshah, in the middle of Pasuk Zion. V'yada'atem, ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. You will know that it is I, Hashem, Elokeichem. Hamoytiyachem, and he repeats, Mitachas, Sivlois, Mitzroyim. That not only means that being rejecting of Mitzrayim is so important, but it means I'm going to help you. When you finally are sprung free, you're going to realize that yes, the enticements are terrible, and Tumah is just geferlich. It's so horrible. But yet, the weakness of man is such, and the power of the Yetzirah is such, that you would be drawn down and kept down. You would remain tachas, it was. You would remain below all of this filth, and under this muck. And not a derheben, and not lifted up, and not virtuous, and not a noble people. Yeah, it's not for what I am doing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to help you. And that's the siyata d'shmaya in every Jew's life. Haba, the taher, you just step, one small step, to become tar, Messiah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And move you along, and take you farther. Ba'atatav ksiv yedatem. That it is I, Hashem, who is helping you, that you should reject Mitzrayim and then earn your way out physically and break the chains of the physical bondage, because you're going to first begin to part and separate yourselves from the ruchniyusdika attachments that you have. You won't be stable being in Mitzrayim and amongst the Mitzrayim anymore. Sha'aka kol ha-geula, this is all about the lakachti eskem li la'am, that you become Hashem's people. We become Hashem's every day anew. That's why we say Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. Kol ha'geula tzrichin leida, you have to know and remember, ki lulei ezrasa yisbarach, if not for Hashem helping us, kvar hayu tachas sivlois Mitzrayim, we would be under and not get up and not lift ourselves up and above what we are enduring in all of this that's around us, that's so unholy. That's the worst level to be on. In Parshas Shmos, elsewhere, Svastama says a fascinating thing. He says, and we can think about this, it's something that we can say and think about in our kavanas in the davening, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moitzi Asirim Ufoyda Anovim Va'oizer Dalim. The Asirim means those who are in bondage. In bondage, you are enslaved or in bondage. Poida means, Poida Anovim, meaning the people who are lowest and most humble, who need the greatest help, are Nifta, are redeemed. And then, Oizer Dalim. Now, a dal doesn't only mean someone who's poor financially. Oizer Dalim means destitute. And what the Gemara tells us is that the most awful destitution is of Torah and of the spirit of holiness. Says the Sfasemens that when we say those words, which is in the bracha, after Kriya Shema, right? It's talking about people who need a geula from sin, who need the geula from Mitzrayim, and dalim is the lowest level. I'll read you the words. Oyze dalim heim hashfolim, the lowest of us. She'enon magishin klal hagos. We don't even realize what galus we're in. That's so many of us. That's so many of us. Because the galus of the spirit is pervasive. The distance of us all. I speak for myself, certainly, from the Shekhinah. The Eile Tzrichi Yeshua Gedoyla. They need it most. Those who don't even realize what the galus is and that we're deeply mired in the muck of galus, spiritually. Oy! They are the poorest, they are the most destitute. That's Oyzdalim. So it goes from Moshe Asirim. Everybody needs to become free, to set free. And then those who are humble, at least they know that their state is one in which they need help. And then you have Oyzdalim who are the worst. They're the lowest level. The Shvalim who don't even realize what kind of a galus they're in. And Hashem helps us and lifts us and takes us out. Yeah. We'll finish this piece. And he finishes by saying, V'hu Eitzah HaYe'utza L'chol Yish Mi'Yisro. This is the right idea for everybody in Klal Yisro. L'chol Yish Yisro. Al-Gidei Shemarigil Atzmoy. He should accustom himself and herself. L'hi Yisonei Hara B'tachas. We should look at and assess anything in our lives, anything close to us, Chalila, anything about us, that's wrong, that's evil, but alluring, to which we are attached or in which we have become habitually involved, recognize it, and then begin to reject it. How do you really reject it in practice? First think about it, really, honestly, and then become a Sainei Hara, B'tachlis Hasina, with true, ultimate rejection, with hate for the Ra, to hate Ra. Now, we're talking about something that's very, very much on our minds and in our hearts. When a person has something that they might be doing or have done, and they know it's wrong, and they find that they're drawn to it, what might such a person do? Such a person is going to say, I can't be soivel anymore. In English, they call it being conflicted, right? And to the credit of many young people who are trying to grow, and who are honest with themselves and speak to their rebellion. They say out and speak out things that are on their minds, things that they are aware of, and things that they would like to be doing, things that they unfortunately maybe have been dabbling in and have been doing, and they know it's wrong, and they need help fighting back. Now this applies not only to young people, it applies to Ish, Kefi, Madre, Gazali, whatever it is that draws us away from the Gemara, that's a nice way of saying that draws us someplace else, and we know it's not right. And if we really agonize over it, we're conflicted. And that's the pain he's talking about. He's talking about the pain that we have when a taiva is there, we haven't rooted it out, we hate the fact that we have that taiva. Not the madrega, but that's the beginning of rooting it out. Let's look at what he says. He says to the very last words, he says, okay, that's what Chazal mean when they say, Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. Yargiz means tremendous, powerful emotion, even an anger of the Yetzer Tov to fight the Yetzer Hara. V'zehas Kol HaTagula. That's the beginning of redemption. Now let's take a quick look at this same idea. Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Vav. Also the last paragraph. Last paragraph of Tov Reish Lamed Vav. And next page that we photocopy, page 55. But take it as some time civilist Mitzrayim. I don't even marry the Zikni Zal Pirish. Shabnei Yisrael Atfam Lo Yuchlu Lisbol. Look at the word you use. Ta'avois Mitzrayim. Oh, the above. No, no, not To'evos. Right. So, the To'eva has caused us and brings on a certain taiva. When you are soivel, the fact that you have such a taiva, you're not moved, or you're not gonna move yourself to break free of it. So in Tafle Islam Advah, he crystallizes this idea by using that word. Lo yuchlu lizbo taiva Mitzrayim. Meaning, they feel the taiva, and they start to cry, and say, I don't want to have this taiva anymore. Now back to the beginning of Geula. When you cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, whatever the taiva is, whatever kind of personal problem we have with some kind of a sinful pattern in life, and we say, I wish I just wouldn't have this taiva anymore. And you cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, V'zeh k'sas Geula. That's at the fringes of redemption. That's where you have a good start, because you have the desire. It's drawing you down. You know that it is drawing you down, and you resent the fact that it's pulling you, and that you're taras sivlis, that you're underneath that burden, and you're underneath that awful effect that the taivas are having on you. V'chein pirish, and he says the fascinating thing, going back to last week's parsha, do you ever notice that it says that B'nai Yisrael was suffering, but how about crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where does it say in Parashat Shmos that it got so bad? What? Yeah, it does. It mentions that. Where? When? At what point? Hashem hears the cries of B'nai Yisrael. Not early on. He quotes from Parashat Shmos, Siman Beis, Pasuk Kam Gimel. Vayi, Vayomim Harabim Hahem, after much time, Vayomos Melech Mitzrayim, and B'nai Yisrael cry out, groan because of the avodah, and cry out, What took so long? Says the Sfasemis, it's referring not only to the fact that, yeah, the Melech died, and the next Melech were perhaps worse. It means they finally also said, what are we doing here? Not only are we suffering, but we're becoming tainted by, and we're surrounded by the tumma of Mitzrayim. We can't be soivel this anymore. Ve'ye'anchu, shezeh ha'ya haskolas ge'ulos, mashe hirgishu merirus ha'golos. That's what's bitter about the golos. Not just the pain, but the bitter effects of not being able to break free from those tightness of Mitzrayim and having them surround us and having them entice us and sully the atmosphere of our homes and not bring Kedusha about all around us in our lives. So this Tzvatzama says, again, it's part of the Kedusha Rim. It's quoting his grandfather. V'divrei pi chacham chayim. And finally he says that the whole idea here is to be davek b'Hashem. And the more you're davek b'Hashem, the less you're davek in umos ha'olam, and the less you're going to have to be soivel tachas sivlis Mitzrayim. Yesh ed lefarish ki bevada im hoyu b'nei Yisrael devekim b'shei roshem ki ro'ui. If you recognize where your neshama comes from, think about from where your neshama comes and stems. And connect that way. Ein v'lashem shalachas aleihem. Then no nation is going to have any effect upon us. Ki devekis Yisrael b'mokim she'en shem maga nachri klal. Kimama chelet Hashem amoi yakur chelo nachlosoi. So he's saying, he's beginning to tell us how we should look at things. We should look at ourselves and say, wait, where do I come from? The Shema Shinasat would be diary. Where do I come from? Who am I? And we then build on that, recognize and feel the truth of the connection we have to Hashem alone. The Ummah Ta'ilim around us start to become farther, farther, farther away, less identified with me, I less identified with them. And now I can lift myself up. Mitachas, his voice. Okay. Good luck, everybody. Good Shabbos.